USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The FDA approving updated COVID-19 boosters from Pfizer and Moderna. The updated shots target Omicron subvariants circulating throughout the U.S. A CDC advisory committee will meet this week to review the safety and more of the jabs and vote on recommendations for who should get that booster. This comes as there has been a recent uptick in COVID-19 cases. The Biden administration clearing the way for a prisoner exchange with Iran to free five Americans being held there. It has issued a waiver for foreign banks to transfer $6 billion in Iranian oil funds that have been held up by the U.S. sanctions. All five Americans were transferred from prison to house arrest in Tehran while the agreement between the U.S. and Iran was finalized. American scientist Mark Dickey is safe after being rescued out of a cave in southern Turkey.
Mark Dickey was stuck in a dark cavern in southern Turkey for the better part of a week while cave diving doctors and rescuers from around the world came in to help. Ultimately, doctors decided Dickey would be able to make parts of the climb out himself while being pulled on a stretcher part of the way as well. Dickey was on a cave mapping expedition and suffered severe stomach pain and bleeding and was too ill to continue. It's still unclear what caused his problem. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Authorities say escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcanti could be in the area of East Nantmeal, Pennsylvania. Police searching the area about 30 miles northwest of Philadelphia, telling residents to shelter in place. Cavalcanti has been on the run for nearly 2 weeks after escaping from prison in Chester County, where he was serving a life sentence for the murder of his former girlfriend. This is USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. That's 800-738-0170.
Undrafted rookie Xavier Gibson returned an overtime punt for the game-winning touchdown to lift the New York Jets over the Buffalo Bills 22-16 last night. Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers went down with an injury on the first offensive drive of the game. The 39-year-old quarterback set to undergo an MRI today, with the team fearing it's an Achilles injury. Jets coach Robert Saleh on what happened.
Concerned with his Achilles. MRI is probably going to confirm what we think is already going to happen, so prayers tonight, but it's not good.
Steven Tyler suffering vocal cord damage following Aerosmith's concert on Saturday in Chicago, forcing the band to postpone a string of upcoming shows on their farewell tour. Rescheduled dates on the tour stop include Detroit, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Toronto, Raleigh, and Cleveland. Drew Barrymore has decided to do her talk show despite the Writers Guild of America strike. Barrymore explained her position on bringing her show back and referenced why she had previously made a choice to walk away from the MTV Film and Television Awards because I was the host and it had a direct conflict with what the strike was dealing with, which was studios, streamers, film, and television. Drew has insisted that her show will not include writers and not be in violation of anything supported by the strike. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.